Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
I'm John Batsu with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State, many years in China and Hong Kong for the Wall Street Journal editorial page. The threats to Taiwan are so routine now, they don't lead the news anymore. The jamming up of the Taiwan Strait, live fire exercise off of the mainland coast, overflights in the exclusive ID in the ID zone of Air ID zone of Taiwan, provocative remarks by Xi Jinping and his generals, preparation for what looks like a full-scale war. But, again, we have a binary choice coming up, and Beijing is watching. A Harris administration, Mary, continuing the Biden administration, would be the tariffs that Mr. Trump imposed on China and more. And more conversations and more tariffs? How do you see Ms. Harris, the vice president, in the White House after the 20th of January?
Well, the Biden administration's approach to China has largely been the Trump administration's approach because, as with Iran, Beijing's behavior has been so outrageous and aggressive across many fronts on the trade brief, on the aggressiveness of their military against not just Taiwan, but our treaty ally, the Philippines, and other areas. In the diplomatic sphere, where they embarrassed Jake Sullivan, our national security advisor, and our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, very early on by, you know, getting up and berating them in front of our press. I mean, if that wasn't a wake-up call, I don't know what would be. They've made it impossible for the Biden team to reverse course and return to the kinds of, you know, soft appeasement and strategic dialogues of the Obama era. And I don't see any indication that Beijing will change its behavior in the coming years because, it's an ideological conflict. This is a totalitarian regime rooted in Marxist-Leninist values, sees the United States, is out to get them, and is doing whatever it can to protect the party, its grip on power, and to remake its country, its neighborhood, and the world to make China and its communist regime the preeminent power in the world. And so any U.S. administration will perceive this, I think, quickly, and not just maintain the Trump approach, which was really the first time that we had woken up to the reality of the nature of the Beijing regime, but will expand it. Now, will Republicans expand it more quickly than Democrats? Yes. Likely so. Republicans are generally more hawkish when it comes to these sorts of things. If I had to choose, I certainly know who I'm going to pull for in the presidential race. But my fear, John, is that we just don't have a lot of time, and that, you know, our democracy by its nature works slowly, incrementally. It took us a long time to figure out how to fight the Soviet Union successfully. And I just fear that this, you know, brewing threat in Asia is going to reach our shores, and really is already on our shores in ways that we just don't fully appreciate today.
And the U.S. Navy is looking for a preparation for a threatened conflict as early as 2027. I do not know the Harris opinion of that. Mr. Trump was supportive in his first term of a larger Navy. Does that continue, Mary? We have less than a minute.
Well, he needs to find the money for it. And to do that, we need an economy that grows robustly and sustainably. And I think, again, the Trump focus on reducing tax burden and the regulatory burden on U.S. companies, on unleashing U.S. energy, which is critical input to everything that we produce, is the way forward. And if you're going to pay for a strong national defense, then, you know, you need a healthy economy to support it. And I think that's what the Trump team would provide.
Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President, Stevens Incorporated, former Senior Advisor to the Secretary of State.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.